This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Students from Latin America brought into the United States for cultural exchanges have gone on strike against McDonald's restaurants in the state of Pennsylvania. The students were forced to work long hours, housed in cramped employer-owned apartments, denied pay, and constantly threatened with deportation if they complained. The situation is not an isolated one. Last year, 400 students at the chocolate company Hershey's went on strike for the same reasons. The 15 students at the McDonald's restaurants in Pennsylvania went on strike March 6th, helped by a labor group called the National Guest Workers Alliance, the NGA. They then organized demonstrations outside McDonald's headquarters. Now they are planning an International Day of Action for June 6th. I talked to some of the students about their ordeal. Fernando Acosta is a 25-year-old design student from Paraguay. I asked him to describe what happened to him when he went to the U.S. for the cultural exchange program.
We paid almost $3,000 for the program. We come here with a lot of expectations, but we work, in my case, I work a lot of hours. This is a cultural exchange, but I work a lot of hours. I have no time to know the American culture. I have this expectation about this program. That is the way I come here, to know the American life. But I work in McDonald's. I work 17 hours per day. They don't pay me the overtime. I have no time to go to the city, to know the city or libraries. That's my problem. The other guys have other problems.
You've gone on strike. You've organized demonstrations. What are your demands? What do you want McDonald's to do?
Now we ask to McDonald's to make policies to protect the workers here in the United States and the guest workers. We are guest workers, but we know that this situation happened to American workers too in all the stores on McDonald's. They don't pay the overtime.
Luis Mendoza is 19 and a marketing student from Peru. I asked him to describe what happened to him.
So I pay $3,000 to get here. I bought a flight ticket. I pay to the embassy of the United States. I pay for my papers. We came here with the low expectations, but when you are here, everything is different. They promise a lot of things, but they don't respect that. They don't respect the contract. Basically, we were exploited with this employer. It's really bad.
Can you tell me what your demands are?
Our demands is that the McDonald's, the sponsor, Geovisions, need pay back the money that we spend to get here, because they don't respect the contract. They lie us. They never told that we will live in basements. We are demanding to McDonald's safety conditions, more policies to protect to the workers, respect the dignity, the worker rights.
Have you heard of this sort of thing happening before?
This happened before, not just with McDonald's, with other companies like Hershey. 400 students were exploited in this factory of Hershey company. Yes, it's the same program, the same visa. Why the employers need to exploit people? Why they take this legal way to bring students here just for exploit people? They don't need to do that.
Rodrigo Yanez is a 24-year-old mechanical engineering student from Chile.
All that they promised me was different. I came here with a lot of expectation. They offered me a cultural exchange, the possibility to meet new people, meet new places, learn about the culture, the history. Nothing about that was possible. I signed a contract in my country before to come here that offered me many things, 40 hours a week, but I got less than 20. A free transportation for free to the house, to the workplace, and vice versa. But I got to walk. The problem wasn't that they had to walk. The problem was in the Harrisburg area, there are no sidewalks, mostly highways. So you know, you have to walk very near to the cars. That's really dangerous. Also, many times we almost get hit by the cars. We also were offered to live in a house, sharing a room with another people. But instead of the house, we got a finished basement with 8 people living together in no rooms, no divisions, no beds. Instead of bed, we got bunk beds, really small bunk beds, and horrible conditions, one bathroom. Also, we didn't have any keys, so the door was always open. And many times, strangers come in the house, not even knocking the doors.
What do you want from McDonald's?
That McDonald's pays back the money they owe us. Because in the paychecks, they're not paying the real hours we really work. Also, the overtime, the excessive amount of the housing we're forced to pay, almost $2,000 per month altogether, automatically deducted from our paychecks.
The organization which is helping the students is the National Guest Workers Alliance. Nelson Moto is an organizer with the alliance. I asked him about the alliance and to clarify the term guest worker.
Guest workers are workers from other parts of the world that come through different types of programs by the State Department, via like these students' J-1 visas, which is a work and travel type of visa, and other work visas that exist, like H-2B, and there's other visas that workers can apply to come across the world and work in industries here in the U.S., like construction, welding, education, landscaping, hospitality. And we just recently came across fast food workers, specifically with the McDonald's Corporation. And so that's what guest workers are. And because of these large number of workers that come from different parts of the world to come in and work in the U.S., it's been a legal way for corporations and companies that employ these students to lower the wages, the working standards here. And so what the NGA is a national organization that work to address and help any guest worker that has come through these visas where they are abused by their employer. And so normally what the rules of the game end up being is that, one, that the workers are trapped in debt, right? Many of these students borrow the money to come, or many workers borrow the money to come to and apply for these types of visas. Secondly, they are lured by false promises. Like the students said in their interview, they have a contract that details exactly what the working conditions, living conditions, and other travel arrangements that may apply, but in reality, when they get here, it's a whole different world. And they pretty much live and work under the employer's control, because the minute that the employer decides to cut the worker or eliminate the employment, then those workers have to pretty much be deported back to their country. So they're tied to their employer. And so what the NGA does is it's organized with the workers, like we did here with these students, in a way that where they can expose their working conditions, and mainly to make sure that the employers are respecting their basic labor rights, being that whether you are an American worker, an undocumented worker, or a guest worker, the minute you work for an employer, all labor laws apply to them. And so that's been one of our primary focuses.